Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Oh yeah.
Ash.
Hello everybody.
And Craig. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not a catchphrase week.
It's not. No.
It's not.
I will be using my new catchphrase.
Throughout the episode.
Yeah, it's hit Twitter like some kind of storm.
Yeah, or something. A viral storm.
Yeah, something like that, a viral storm.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, so we're two game weeks left. In the Gaffer Tapes, we've got controversy of league positions.
Oh yeah.
We've got a possible runaway leader. We've got a trial of whether someone can stay in the league or not. And in the real world, some shit happened as well. And Ash is back to form.
I was.
He really is.
After the first set of games, Saturday night, I was 50th. 1 point from being Johnny Two Clicks.
Yeah.
And then pulled it back right at the last minute. Thank fuck.
Yeah, and then you ended on, was it 97 for the week?
Or something? Massive.
94, I think, something like that.
92.
Oh,
you just lost... Yeah. 5 points whilst we had that conversation. That was an expensive conversation. But, 92 points, that's pretty good. I'm guessing, and we'll come on to it when we go through all the results, but I'm guessing that was as simple as having Silva and Aguero.
Yeah, that didn't hurt.
Absolutely. That was it. I think it was, we're looking at the league, it's a tale of who had Aguero and Silva, and who didn't. Tom, not such a good week, not awful, and me kind of somewhere in the middle. Have a quick look at the results. From game week 36, the first half of them. Sunderland managed to beat Everton at Goodison Park, another tale of teams who haven't got much to play for, I think, suffering. Aston Villa got another win at home to West Ham. Sorry, Ash. Did you even watch the highlights?
Unfortunately.
Did you? Yeah. Was it terrible?
Really bad.
Is it?
The
pain really is still too near.
Is it a worry that next year there's going to be, like, because Alex Song's probably not going to be there?
Yeah.
Is it?
More so, the worst thing about it was when I watched the game, I suddenly realised I would rather have the Villa manager, Sherwood, than Sam Allardyce.
Really?
How often can that have ever happen to anybody in the world?
No one's ever said that.
I wish they'd fire our manager and get Sherwood in.
And get Sherwood in. I'd rather have Tim
but,
I mean,
but you would though, wouldn't you? Like, definitely.
You'd pay him less. I don't know. You could probably get more players.
We'd rather have no manager.
You'd definitely pay him less. Yeah. And it'd be more interesting to watch. Arguably, they'd probably finish around the same place.
There's got to be a bit of optimism for West Ham fans though, because you know he's going.
Yeah, but
is that a thing? Then he's definitely going.
I don't know if it's
it's unofficial. There's no.
It's weird that they haven't tied it down. I don't know. Like Klopp, they announced he was going. I don't know why they've let it roll on.
I'm pretty
so
sure he's going because they're not going to pay him the same again.
Yeah,
and why would he take a pay cut when he'll say I've done a very good job?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I think West Ham can get a different manager who will appease their fans with playing a bit better football at a cheaper price.
Yeah, although the mad people we've been linked with, they've got a funny way of dealing with things. They like to link us with people who are really exciting, but then in the papers, the people who are tipped to get the job are always the really boring ones. So it's like always like Di Canio, Bilic, and even Gary Monk would be quite good.
Yeah, very good.
They're all linked with. But then the favourite by a mile is the old Everton manager, who's Santander now.
You mean Sociedad?
Sociedad, yeah.
Santander.
Yeah,
he works just at the local branch of Santander.
Yeah, but he does the Saturday shift. So he can't.
Oh, that's all right.
He's not. He can't do the games.
Oh, it's not all right. Oh,
no,
shit.
No, he can't do the games. But yeah, I like the fact that already the ex-Man U manager has become the old Everton fella at Santander. The Real Sociedad, ex-Man United and Everton manager.
Yeah.
And I believe European Cup winner maybe as a
player. Thought you were talking about Joe Royal.
Yeah, he's the other one linked. Yeah. Walter Smith, Howard Kendall.
Mm.
What, some of them?
George Graham.
He didn't manage Everton.
No.
Gone. Bust. Lucky that was in the game at the end.
People that used to manage Everton.
But yeah, and then so we have Burnley beat Hull away from home, which sort of dragged Hull into the relegation mix. Leicester romped on, 2-0 win over Southampton. Newcastle 1-0 with West Brom, and we'll leave the rest all last of this first part of results. Is Stoke 3, Spurs 0.
Mm. Oh, that was wonderful. I can't gloat too much, obviously, being an Arsenal fan. But
this weekend, yeah.
That was pretty nice.
I'd say the worst thing was at half time in the games, just before half time, Newcastle scored, didn't they? Yep. Level at about 40 minutes, or I don't know, whatever it was, around there, when they went 1-0 down, they were in the bottom three, weren't they? Mm. Till half time. And then after half time, there wasn't really any goals scored apart from in there. I think the only goal scored in the second half was in that Stoke game.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it stayed the same. I was just dying for someone else to get a goal just to get them back down
in the
relegation.
Yeah.
Yeah. For what, first game they haven't lost in 9 games?
Yeah, they're still in trouble. They're still very much definitely. In with people like Leicester and Sunderland pulling out results.
Would you want them to go down? I don't mind Newcastle. I actually quite like them traditionally. Like when they had Asprilla and the aforementioned Ninja Kick. and stuff like that. Yeah. They're like quite, they're all right.
Yeah, I liked a lot of things 15 years
ago. Yeah, that was going to say 1997. I was a big fan of Ant and Dec.
But I mean, but then
their debut album, Psych.
Radio Rocks.
Yeah. My Radio Rocks.
I
don't know.
I thought you were asking me to do the next lyric.
Yeah, no, I was, and then I thought,
Stepping
I don't
Stone,
know what it is.
That was another one?
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Stepping Stone. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
But, yeah, sorry, Newcastle.
But so would you actually want them to go down?
I would, yeah. But only because, from a really selfish point of view, I like it when teams who have players who are very signable go down. As a neutral of the Premier League, yeah. I just like seeing a free-for-all for those players.
Mm. And they do add something to the league, though. They are quite comedy. And they're not a horrible
club.
Team.
They're a big club. Like, I know that's the most annoying thing that Spurs fans always say, but the fact is, St James's Park, you know, there's 50, 60,000 people, fans there. But if them going down got rid of Mike Ashley, every single Newcastle fan would take relegation.
I thought so.
They'll all take it on the chin to get rid of him. But the reason he doesn't put any money in the side ever and doesn't just get managers all getting by, and the fact he hasn't replaced John Carver, is because they won't get relegated, so he won't buy new players because they won't get relegated, so they'll just sit there. So going down might get rid of them. But it would be funny if they go down.
Yeah, tactically, it's better to sort of just finish above relegation every year. You probably make more money than spending money
than spending
to do anything.
40 million to get 8th or 9th, maybe, if it doesn't all go well.
Or the worst, especially now, it's quite obvious that a lot of teams are actively trying not to finish in the top 6.
Yeah, you either finish 4th or you finish 7th. That's kind of what you want. You know, the Southampton, a lot of people joking around about Southampton doing very good, doing very well at missing out in the Europa League.
Yeah.
Losing. But yeah, I don't know. There's teams I'd like. I wouldn't have minded Villa going down. But that, you know, they look alright, and I really don't. Although Pearson, I can't stand Nigel Pearson. I don't really want Leicester to go down. I think they
earn like
staying
them up.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Leicester now, not just because of Wallace. I really am, because they were fucking. I mean,
I wrote
bottom,
them off.
Bottom.
You can listen to the problems. We can't really hide because we say it. But
exactly.
In December, January, I was saying, so who else is going to go down along with Leicester?
Yeah, they were proper bottom of the league, weren't they?
Yeah, they were fucked.
But they really have turned it around because they, you know, they're fighters, Craig.
They started picking Wallers.
Yeah, and that's all it is, and that's what I did. And he got me some very good points this week.
Start picking Wallers and then you'll do
all
it.
All day long.
As we were saying, teams getting results down at the bottom end of the table. Sunderland beat Everton away from home. And we were asked last week who, double game week, Arsenal and Sunderland, were Sunderland players worth looking at, because we overlooked Hull and they then did, you know, had a really good game. Mm. Now, Arsenal didn't have a great game this week. Sunderland did. So, did that give anyone any kind of like, shit, should I have a look at some Sunderland players?
I definitely have. Yeah, I'm sticking Defoe in. I'm getting rid of Vardy and I'm putting Defoe in for the
Defoe's
game.
Defoe's goal came off as like, arse. He knew absolutely nothing about
it. If you look at his points, he scored quite good points this over the last 3-4 weeks. They've sort of been all right. So, enough to warrant putting him in for the double game week. So, potentially could get sort of like, maybe 12 points over the 2 weeks. Two games, sorry.
It's one of those, isn't it? If he scores a goal in the easier game, then he's done his job, as long as he picks up 2 points.
Exactly.
Other,
and I'm not gonna take a 4-point hit for him. I'm just gonna make that one. Because I've got me 3 Arsenal players anyway.
Yeah.
Although, you know, that didn't really pay off.
I think
this
everyone's
week.
Gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
what about
that's
you,
it.
Have you looked at any?
Well, I had a couple of Sunderland players that I recently got rid of. Because they were all just like underperforming all the time, obviously. But I've also kept Pantilimon, who sensibly I dropped this week.
Yeah.
And lost me 8 points.
Well, last week I said maybe Pantilimon may be worth looking at because he's still a solid keeper. He has a blinder of a game.
It's difficult though because I knew Liverpool were playing Chelsea and knew it was going to be a boring game. It was going to be really low scoring. So it's probably more likely that that's going to be 0-0 than Sunderland Everton, which could have been any score really, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I was looking at Sunderland players and I looked at their sort of top scorers, and one of them being Adam Johnson.
He came on. He's still getting game time.
I did see him, sort of crowd booing him.
He got he got a rough time.
For that
guy,
you'd just go and move somewhere, wouldn't you? Just go to a different country.
Yeah, I'm amazed he's playing.
Yeah, man.
Like,
mad.
Obviously, we have to be careful in what we talk about. But like,
no, I haven't said anything. I might put him in.
I'm
not going to. You know.
I didn't think he'd. I thought he'd be given sort of gardening leave.
Yeah.
But he's still, fair play that he's still playing. Don't get me wrong, he's available to play like anyone else.
Yeah.
I suppose Jordi Gomez is picking up points for them as well.
Yes, that's right. I looked at him as well. Yeah. But possible.
Do you know what? I can openly say I don't watch Sunderland enough. I see
No,
a bit.
I don't know.
I did see that Defoe has been pushed out into kind of a wide role to try and help the team out whilst they just try and get results, and Connor Wickham up top. So, but then he proved, even when he was playing out wide and having to fill in at fullbacking when they were defending, he still can score a goal.
Still, yeah. But
Adam Johnson, Defoe. Mm. Oh, who would you... I think I'd probably still go Adam Johnson. Yeah.
Who do you dislike more?
Bearing in mind, though, that well, that's how much you hate Defoe. You're willing to pick Adam Johnson in the side.
But, I mean, I think any rational person would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
To be what I'm saying, I've got John Terry on my side, so it's not like we can say we pick him on moral fiber.
Tell me about it. Well, put it this way. Like, Defoe's a little turncoat midget. Yeah. Adam Johnson's never turned his back on anybody.
It's so you're making this really difficult.
I was worried that you used the phrase midget because you're not allowed to use that anymore. But I mean,
I think it's Munchkin.
So I was going to say it's Munchkin now.
The previous kind of double game week heroes and current form team Leicester. We talked last week about, you know, is it time to get rid of likes of Vardy? They've had a double game week. They've done their bit. Now let's switch them around for either Sunderland or someone else. Leicester again win. Assist for Oliver, Azure. Mm. Assist for Vardy. Yeah. 2 goals for Mahrez. And now I kept Vardy in because I had to. I probably would have taken him out if I had a second free transfer.
5 points, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, another 5 points for Schreiber.
5 points for me. 5 points for Wallace at the back. Would have been 6. He got a yellow card. Classic Wallace.
He always gets a yellow card.
He will not, get a yellow card. But I'm still happy with him.
Well, Vardy gets 5 points and Kane does nothing.
I know. But it's one of them where I can't bring myself to take Kane out this week because who are they playing? Hull? I just think the second I take him out, he'll score. And it's going to be this week against
Hull.
I think it's Hull.
Yeah.
So, I think Vardy will have to go for Defoe. So, I mean, because I've got balls in that, I can tell you now what I'm going to do.
I will tell you what I'm going to do.
You just won't tweet it.
Yeah, maybe not. I just got busy. I was shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
Spurs get dicked. That was another talking point. We covered that.
Yeah.
And a kind of Premier League related, Ash watches quite a bit of continental football or any football, don't you, Ash? Gareth Bale is in the press like every other day now about a return to the Premier League because of being unsettled in Madrid and Man United's sort of circling him.
He scored a goal and Ronaldo's really pissed off because it wasn't him.
Yeah, and he took his parking space and shit and all that sort of thing. Would he come back to the Premier League?
I think he would. Did we?
For money, of course he would.
Had Madrid played when we last did the podcast? I think they might have been. No, were they playing when we did it?
We were watching the game. Yeah. Oh, they had played. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because we probably talked about it last week then. Because in that game, in their Champions League game last week, Bale touched the ball less times than Casillas.
I know, yeah. It's the worst game I've seen him play.
Yeah.
Someone, a football writer tweeted, like, what have you done to our Gareth? You've turned him from a swashbuckling to like a short passing safety player. And it's true. Every time he had the ball, he wanted to give it 5 yards to one other player.
Yeah.
And he wanted to curl up and for someone to brush his hair and tell him everything was going to be all right. That's what he wanted. He was like Tom hungover.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing because he's not that type of player at all. You'd never think of that.
No.
Maybe not since, I don't know, like the first couple of years at Tottenham maybe.
Yeah. But the problem is you can't accuse, if you start accusing him of being greedy, trying to steal the attention, trying to do it all himself, I don't think he necessarily is, but that's the type of player he is. He sees the ball, he looks at the goal, and he finds out the quickest way to get there.
Yeah.
And he never got accused of that at Spurs too much because they had to allow him to make mistakes and do it. And at Madrid, they're not, and they don't want him to. I think he's just nervous. He's unconfident.
What would you do then? Because Madrid are quite good at, if they think a player's not good enough or is waning, they're quite good at getting rid of them. Like, Benitez was quite good with it as well, quite happy to... Right, I've tried this out. Let's get rid of him.
Well, you know, they were willing to get rid of Di Maria.
Yeah, which seems... I mean, he's had a terrible season.
Yeah.
But I think he's an amazing player. I wouldn't have got rid of him. Don't know. So I would personally get rid of Ronaldo and keep Bale.
It's never happening, though. He's bigger than the brand.
But in a sort of Moneyball way, it'd be better to get rid of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Because you could still sell him for God knows what.
Yeah, but if clubs ran like Moneyball, do you know Moneyball?
No.
Moneyball is, it was a book, it's a film, it's an Oscar winning film, but it's about a guy in a baseball general manager back in the early 90s or late 80s.
So.
And he basically had a statistician and he signed players based on statistics and numbers. Like, I'm reading a book called The Numbers Game, which is like it now, where, for instance, there was the season that Fernando Torres signed for Chelsea for £50 million. He was one of the top scorers over the previous two seasons. So they thought, well, he's got to be worth 50 million. Goals are the hardest thing to come by in football, blah, blah, blah. But when they worked out the stats of what goals they were, because some goals are worth more than others, because the first goal and the second goal relate to more points than a third goal or a fourth goal. And when they added up over the two seasons, Torres actually ranked about eighth in terms of those goals. Darren Bent was the highest over two seasons of goals to points, how many goals led to points. So stats like that, and this baseball manager basically signed all his players on that, and sometimes it meant signing a 36-year-old veteran or someone who had only played three games and selling valuable players, and they ended up on a budget of a tenth of the big leagues, nearly winning the major league, didn't they?
Yeah.
But Real Madrid are the opposite of that. Like, they're the club that sign people who sell shirts, and they're a business rather than...
But it seems to me, if you've got a team of players that you're all spending, you're spending 60 million to 80 on every player, and then you've got one who is, like, and fair enough, you can't replace somebody who's going to score 50 goals. It's not like they can go and get someone else, because they're not going to get Messi.
Yeah.
So you can't replace him, but you don't need to win every game 5-0. So,
no, that's it.
But yeah. I would actually, I don't know, I would see Ronaldo going before Bale, sort of.
Maybe, although the only, Man United fans want him as well. They think, in their dreams, they think they can get Ronaldo back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
well, because if you were, well, they'll put it another way then. If people are going to come in for either of them, if you're a Man United manager, who would you go for?
You go for Bale.
Yeah,
well,
if you had a choice between the two, would you?
I'd only think longevity, business wise. I think if you're, I don't know, it's tough.
Because then again, you probably only, even if you get either of them, like, you probably get 4 seasons out of either, 3 or 4, and then Bale's probably going to move on
for a resale value.
Yeah, but then Ronaldo's going
to
get none.
I don't know. I would like to see Bale stick it out personally, as much as I'd like to see him back in the Premier League, because I love having players like that in the Premier League. I'd like to see him stick it out. There's every chance, if they turn around the deficit in the Champions League, he could win another Champions League medal. British player winning another Champions League for a foreign club. But either way, if he comes back, he will without doubt be the most expensive midfielder on the books, on fantasy football history.
Because he
was expensive enough last time when he comes back. We'll quickly run through the league, actually, where we are before we go for the second half of the results. In fifth place is Phil Taylor, 2,110. Then it's Tony Soprano in fourth. Then Jordy Wilson, this is where it gets interesting. Jordy Wilson is in third with 2,150.
Wow.
Coatsy's got 2,153. There's 3 points between Coatsy and Jordy Wilson. And then in first place, it ended on an oily pitch. Danny McGeeken, 96 points of the week. 2,257. He's 100 points of anyone.
100 points? What? Off
Brian Coates, yeah. And we can confirm that he has been in touch. We'll talk about it later.
Indeed, yeah.
So he is more than welcome in our league.
Absolutely.
And he can come round to ours for some peanut M&Ms.
Please, yeah, pop round.
In terms of us and where we are, Ash is in 35th place after a 92-point week.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
I'm in 43rd place. Only one place behind one of the Saunders brothers. You know that?
Really? But there's the lesser Saunder.
Yeah, he's dropped all the way down, the lesser Saunder. And then you're in 61st.
Wow. Just a quick shout out. I've just spotted second from bottom of the league, although latecomer.
Yeah.
Good old Nathan Stracey.
Yeah.
Bottom of the league, Callum Stracey.
Oh, really?
Spreading the love between the Straceys.
Spreading the Straceys. Stracey Island.
Oh! That was good.
Yes, please.
That was good. I haven't got any others.
No.
No.
The manager of the week.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Who's manager
of the week? Is, with 107 points.
That's big.
Adam Happenstall.
You can't make up names, Ash.
Yeah.
No.
Is that how you spell that?
Well, is that how you pronounce it?
No. Adam Happenstall. His team's called Football Team. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
His team's just called
Adam Happenstall.
Hey, Adam.
Heppers.
Hey, Hepper.
Hepatitis A.
Adam, keep well.
Yeah. So his team, just quickly.
Yeah.
My Hill in goal. But then basically it's just Leicester and Man City players. Schlupp in defence got 7.
Has he got Wallace?
It's not. He's got Schlupp instead.
Get out. He's out of the league.
He's got Terry got 9. Kolarov got 13. Bellerin 2. Silva 16. Coutinho and Hazard, who I think a lot of people had, who didn't really score anything.
Yeah.
Kane. Well, and then Vardy on 5 and Aguero obviously on 46 as captain, which is a mental score.
Yeah, I had Silva captain this week. So, what was it, 16 doubled to 32, so it wasn't as bad. Obviously not as good as having Aguero.
Yeah.
Because obviously that was the big thing for anyone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest, that's, you know, if you pulled that out of the bag.
That's got to be the highest scoring team of the week we've had so far.
107.
I would have thought 107. Well, like, probably not of the season, but since we've been team of the
week. I get one.
That was a mental game.
That mental game week when we had Benteke. Well,
I think that was before we did team of the week.
Heppenstall is a third of the way to the Toblerone, and he's managed to come up with a surname that we can't make a pun on. So congratulations,
what, Audrey Heppenstall.
I'm
so sorry.
You shouldn't have done that.
Sorry.
You shouldn't have done that.
No.
It's lucky we're coming to the end of the segment. quite frankly. Second half of the results, we had Man United beat Crystal Palace 2-1. Man City dicked QPR 6-0, which is why Silva and Aguero did so well. Chelsea and Liverpool put on an entertaining 1-1. And Arsenal lost to Swansea in, as our friend of the show, Andy Gibbons, called a smash and grab on Twitter.
Smash and grab robbery. It really was. It really was.
And before we go to the end of the pod, I do want to say, actually, Wenger had a fucking, he had a moan about
it,
and that annoys me. Like, because I don't know what you expect. If Arsenal went to play Barcelona or Bayern Munich away from home in Europe, they would go there with the attempt of, you know, granted they're a passing team and an attractive team, Arsenal, but they wouldn't play as they would at the Emirates.
No.
They would
no,
go there, right. And if they grabbed a 1-0 win from the 85th minute, they'd be over the moon with that result. Mm. So I don't know what Wenger expects. Does he expect teams to come and attack them?
Yeah.
He just says shit, doesn't he? He's frustrated. He's as frustrated as the rest of us because of the fact of, you know, we were looking at that second spot and now it looks like it's going to be third. Granted, there's no real difference between second and third, but second in the FA Cup sounds a lot better than third again in the FA Cup.
Yeah, but all
Cup,
the Arsenal, all the guys who have made the T-shirts for the stall, the second place 2015, those guys, the DVD release is going to have to change for your second place.
Yeah. What's the Hearts DVD this year? Is it?
Champions. It's Champions. The Champions DVD.
It's the Champions of the Scottish fifth division.
Yeah, Champions. I mean, that was a ridiculous argument because we won a league.
DVD. What, just on people's phones? Just
we won a league.
The game
we won a league with the second best defensive record in Britain.
Scored against,
and the most goals scored in Britain. So
boring, isn't it?
Pretty good. That's quite good.
If you play Scottish binmen, you will score.
Well, it's all that relative, isn't it? If it's binmen against binmen, then it's still quite impressive, isn't it?
That's true.
That is it. So I hope you'll be this welcoming to Bournemouth fans when they join in next year. And Chelsea won all with Liverpool. Someone mentioned last week, and we talked about it, whether it was time to swap them out. Chelsea started with the young lad. Is it Loftus-Cheek? Ruben something?
Yeah, Loftus-Cheek. Loftus-Cheek, yeah.
Loftus-Cheek. He also played John Obi Mikel, which we called.
Yeah, you said that. I thought that was
I think it is tempting now. Apart from Terry and Ivanovic, the back four today, same. I think Hazard's going to play less minutes. Fabregas might play less minutes. They'll start, I think, but there's every chance they'll come off. There's no point busting a gut. For me, I'm tempted now to think, do you know what? Hazard for Sanchez seems like an attractive or appealing swap. Or it might be the first time in the whole season I might take Hazard out now.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Just because it frees up
a lot
11
of money.
Mil or something.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced how many points he's going to score between
I think
now
they're
and the
season. Yeah, I think they're going to rest him a lot. I think they are, like Jack Saunders pointed out on Twitter the other week.
In fact, I dropped him this week. I got rid of Hazard this week.
Yeah.
And that's what gave me
I'm thinking of maybe doing
some extra points.
I think this is the week.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to get... there's no way of doing it. I was trying to work out how I'd be able to get in Aguero and Defoe and then swap out one of my midfield, but I couldn't do it because I had too many strikers.
In the same room. It's like the fox chicken and the grain.
It was. It really was.
Aguero and Defoe.
I needed to move someone somewhere to then be able to do that.
Actually, you know what? I just realised.
Feathers everywhere.
I never thought about it till now. This week, I sold Aguero and... sold
Hazard,
and one of my strikers to free up enough money to buy Aguero. Right.
Yeah, how lucky was that? So that's what I'm thinking.
Well, I had rainy day money in my bank for Aguero.
Yeah,
and got him in this week.
I think is it worth it now? Because I looked at their games and I don't know if he is going to score big like that. I think it was just one of those. Is there any point in spending all that money getting him in when he's had his good game week and he's probably going to get 2 points
for Aguero?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you've got him, like I'd already got him. It doesn't matter if he only scores 2, 3, 4. He's done what he brought in to do. He's got a lot of points. If I didn't have Aguero last week, there's no way I'd be even on the first page.
Yeah.
Because I don't have silver. So I needed to have him in there. Mm. But,
I need to do something drastic to get on that first page, really, though. They're like 20.
Just delete 19, 15 people.
19. To be fair, I'd probably fucking be there if all these people hadn't got involved.
We're going
to
be welcoming them in.
No,
yeah, no.
Come in.
Well,
come
we're
talk if those
about
three people weren't there, you'd be well higher.
We're going to talk come about on, that and explain guys. The situation at the top of the league in the second part. Also, there's a few gaffer gambler bits, some of your tweets, and we look forward to game week 37. Only a couple left. And our plans for the FA Cup final. So we're going to be talking about
that's the most important thing.
All of that coming up in part two. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. Gaffer, I'm starting with the Gaffer Gambler this time for part two.
Why not?
Why not?
I think that's how we start every...
Is it?
Yeah. Shit. as usual, we're going to be starting with the Gaffer Gambler. No, it's been alright. I've been tweeting bits. I talk to myself a lot on Twitter with gambling.
Yeah, I've noticed that, yeah.
No one will reply, but I'll keep you updated.
Mm.
I don't know who's listening, but I tweet anyway. I bet on the name of the royal baby, even.
Did you? What did you bet on?
I bet on Olivia, because it's the name of my goddaughter.
Olivia? That was never going to be. My missus said just before that they will call it Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. She said that.
She would have won
stuck some money on that, yeah, because she worked it out. She said, you know, it's not going to be Victoria. There was only like five
names. She worked it out by saying what it wouldn't be. Right, yeah.
Yeah, there only could have been five possible names.
Yeah.
No, but for a royal, like, I wasn't being sarcastic.
She wasn't going to be called Shaniqua.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, could have been. But, you know, so she went, wait, it won't be Victoria, it won't be this, it won't be that. So she went, yeah, it's going to be Charlotte, Elizabeth, whatever it is.
Diana.
Yeah. Would have won some money on it.
Probably. I went Olivia because it's the name of my goddaughter, and I thought, well, I'll do that, and if it comes in, I'll buy her something with half the money. Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, completely digressed there. You could bet on the colour of the dress that Kate Middleton would come out
really?
Of the hospital
Who
in.
Who does stuff like that? Did you do that?
Craig. No, I swear to God, I didn't. I wouldn't have bet on the baby. Like, I don't bet on, like...
Babies.
So you just said you bet on
babies. I don't bet on babies.
That's
you can't trust
baby.
The bastards.
That is the first baby I've bet never on again. Since that whole playground fighting ring that you had going on. That got dangerous. That did get dangerous.
Yeah, I won't be betting on babies anytime
Never.
Soon. No,
but you
don't...
literally just did.
Only because I saw that my goddaughter's name was on there. I thought it'd be funny to post it and then on Facebook to the parents and be like, oh, look, you know. I wouldn't ever... You know when people bet on EastEnders and stuff? Or like, I don't even bet on WWE because it's all a work. So like that's...
Well, exactly, yeah.
I know
they're allowed to do that. It's like betting on the outcome of a film or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one.
I suppose you don't bet on Big Brother because you're into that kind of stuff. Apparently...
kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's different though.
No, but apparently, I wonder if you don't, because they reckon that the odds are so, that the bookies are so good at guessing the odds of Big Brother, people won't look at the odds because it's pretty much guaranteed that the favourite will get evicted.
Well, it depends. If you do it from the beginning, if you're going to bet on TV shows, if you're going to bet on TV shows, see someone.
Yeah.
Like, quickly. But if you're going to bet on TV shows, do it early. For instance, when it was I'm a Celeb last year, Jimmy Bullard was the runaway favourite to win that. He was odds on. I think Fogarty was out like 20, 30 to 1. And that's because Bullard, everyone loved Bullard. Whereas I kind of, from interviews I've seen with Bullard, I had a sneaking suspicion he was going to be a bit of a twat. Like now
was
it?
And was he?
He was like banter, football banter. It's just banter, mate. But you know at the point where they go, yeah, I hate you. I want to kill you. I think you should die. And then when you go... Oh, that's a bit hard, mate. It's just banter, mate. It's just banter. And then
it'd be good on this podcast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then the viewing public kind of went, he did it to Jake Quickenden, a guy from X Factor. So teenage girls everywhere went, don't you touch a hair on his head.
Oh, really?
And voted him out first. But anyway, but you're right. Once it gets to the like last stages, they know. But that's different to betting on EastEnders or WWE. They're script written.
Yeah,
someone knows.
I had 20 quid on Will Coach Trip to win it, but some fucking guy he was with well let him down.
Mate.
Completely gnawed it up.
Yeah.
We were as upset as
he was with some fucking pretty boy.
Yeah. He was the pretty boy.
Surely you wouldn't be able to bet on that because that
was
pre-recorded and you
told me the result.
Well, I knew the result. He told me as soon as he came back.
Did I?
Tell
I was supposed to do that.
NDA.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. If anyone's listening, he didn't do that.
But yeah, for WWE, for instance, say you work, not even one of the script writers, but say you work in lighting, and you know who's going to win because you have to queue up the music.
Exactly.
So when, So when Lesnar beat the Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, but apparently with that, that literally was, they changed it last minute. The Undertaker was supposed to win, and Vince said half an hour, he went, just change the end. And apparently it was a shock to even the announcers.
Oh, really?
That's why there was this big silence. It was one.
The silence
two,
was, well, they were waiting. On the phones, putting a bet on.
They're waiting for him to go, oh, the Undertaker kicks out again. For the millionth time in 20 years. But they did three, and that's why Michael Cole goes, the Undertaker's been beaten, and Lesnar's music comes on, and it was just silence, and everyone going,
so the person putting the music
I'm
on
shocked.
Knew.
I'm
they
shocked.
Knew.
They probably would have found out 5 minutes before the end of the fight, the match.
They would have found out 5 minutes after the match ended.
Yeah.
That's when
they
had known. Anyway, so we covered wrestling for 3 minutes or so.
Yeah.
There, 5 minutes.
I always have to have a little bit of wrestling every
Well,
episode.
I brought it up, but the point is, betting on stuff, that's nonsense, but
correct.
I tweet about actual stuff. Anyway, I did all right. I've been doing all right in little bets here and there. If people have picked up on it, then they're gone. But I have found a couple of more interesting ones. We were talking earlier about teams going down and it being a bit of a transfer free-for-all for the likes of Newcastle and so on. QPR obviously have gone down.
Yeah.
And Paddy Power have now locked betting on Charlie Austin's next club.
Oh, well, so they've stopped.
Well, you can place bets on the outsiders, but one team is locked and they can't get it, and that's Newcastle, bizarrely.
What? Really?
Yeah, so the second favourite is at 8-1. I don't remember who it is now off the top of my head, but it could be, Swansea, a Liverpool, whoever. But Newcastle, you can't bet on. They were the outright favourite. Now, as a player, if Newcastle weren't shambolic, Charlie Austin's a perfect player for Newcastle. He's an English number nine. They will hero worship him like they did Shearer almost.
Exactly, yeah.
And he is a very good player and would do great for them. If they weren't such a shambles, but they are a shambles, so it would be a bizarre move. Obviously, that will change if they get relegated.
And I think they're going
to
go down.
It's a really weird decision, isn't it? Because clubs don't normally want to sell to people in the same league. So when they're battling out in the Championship next year.
Yeah. But that will change things. But he's kind of hot property. I think Newcastle was a great fit if they weren't such a disgrace.
What's the odds on him going to Liverpool? Because I thought you were going to say Liverpool.
He's up there with the second. The reason, right. Glad you asked, reason that is a bit further out is because Danny Ings is now 1.6 to go to Liverpool.
Okay.
And they're just, it's not, there's nothing certain, but I think Liverpool will pick up one of those players.
See Austin. You know, there's players, you can just see him there. I could just see Austin at Liverpool.
Well, I think he'd be a great fit at Swansea as well, personally. Like, Swansea are very good.
I'd have him at Arsenal.
Swansea are very good. Well, I'm sure West Ham would have him as well.
And
also, there's rumours were rife during the week, I don't know if you saw, that Pep Guardiola, Man City fans were all over Twitter saying, it's agreed, he's coming to us. And then Guardiola comes out and says, no, I'm not. Because I like getting to the later stages of the Champions League.
He's hardly going to come out and go like, Topes, it's a done deal.
Well, exactly.
Anyway, we've got Barcelona tomorrow.
And he is still the favourite with Paddy Power to be the next Man City manager. It's not odds on, but he's 2.2 to be the next Man City manager.
I saw, actually, that Klopp is the fourth favourite, is he not?
Klopp is third favourite.
Third favourite. The Real Madrid manager is the second favourite.
Ancelotti, you're nailing it. This is all in my notes. It's good work.
How the fuck is Ancelotti, who's at a club already, who are in the Champions League semi-final, higher than Klopp, who's an amazing manager and isn't assigned to a team, isn't attached?
Because they're thinking that potentially they're going to win the Champions League. And all is not,
well at Real Madrid, though.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah.
There's every chance Ancelotti goes at the end of the season.
With Bale, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, that's worth looking at. I imagine if Ancelotti got the job at Man City, Bale's eyes would drop.
Bring Bale with him.
I think Ancelotti's one of the only reasons Bale is still even slightly happy there, because he constantly comes out and says he's very important to us, we like him, we like him. And Patrick Vieira is at 8-1. And a lot of Man City fans I know wouldn't mind Vieira, because he has been affiliated with the club in a long directorial. That's the one in. That's when Tom liked good lad. Football last.
That was when, that was when I knew about football.
And I have already actually put together a little Premier League treble. I don't normally bet much on Premier League football, but I
don't normally bet much, no.
On which Premier League footballer will have a baby named Olivia.
which Premier League footballer will win Celebrity Big Brother in the next 10 years?
I've gone with Charlie Adam, just because I imagine he'll have loads of kids to different mothers all over the place. Statistically, one of them eventually be called Olivia. That's how it works. Yeah. Stoke to beat Burnley away from home. QPR to beat Newcastle at home. And Leicester to carry on their run and beat Sunderland away from home. £10 returns, £200 on that treble. Two away games in, that's why Stoke beating Burnley is a tough ask at Burnley. But they just dipped Spurs. They'll want to finish strong. So that's probably going to be my Premier League treble. Stoke, QPR and Leicester. £10 returns, £200. But I'll tweet it anyway.
Who did say
QPR at home to Newcastle.
Oh, well, that's a wild good treble, actually.
Well, Newcastle have only... they did get their first point, whatever, but they've got a travel down game in London away from home. I still think QPR will want to finish strong. I know they've just been relegated, but Newcastle are no great shakes.
And players like Austin, rather, they're going to want to, prove this is their little window to prove, look,
There's been a lot of press. Joey Barton came out and said, it's not like Joey to be outspoken, but Joey Barton came out and said, we've had too many Shirkers, three or four people in the, not Sherpas, not Himalayan Sherpas,
the mountain climbers.
Too many Shirkers, and if everyone was, in for the course in the beginning, they'd have definitely stayed up. But he's sort of saying there's too many. Remember when they had people like Bosingwa playing for them, who was picking up 90 grand a week and
that's right.
complaining if he had to train?
Who was the keeper? Cesar, yeah. And apparently, because I've got a little in with the club, in with the club, as you know, I won't say what it is, but
you slammed Joey Barton.
I've made love to Joe Barton 6 times in the last 3 years. Only on Christmas and Easter.
It's very religious,
yeah,
Joey.
Yeah, he's an extremely religious lover. But no, apparently the players like that, they just spend the entire time trying to get out of training and just saying, yeah, but by the way, you know, Arsenal were looking at me anyway, so, you know, I'm off and all this. And, oh, no, I can't, I've hurt my back and
I can't, even Barton said it himself, but you can't, and Jermaine Genus came out and said it, actually, your guy, Jermaine Genus, said, you can't really blame, you kind of want them to get relegated in a way because they do things like that. They had Rob Green, who is, I know he got much maligned, a couple of mistakes for England, but he's a good goalkeeper, Rob Green. Yeah. And they had him there doing nothing because Julio Cesar was there. He wasn't needed. Yeah. Cesar's a good keeper, but you didn't need him.
Yeah.
And yet you had players, and then they'd sign players like Bissouma. I think Rio Ferdinand signing was a strange one at his age. They did the same with Jason Park, Sean Wright Phillips. They're releasing about 8 players this year, and 7 of them are over 32.
Green's another one of the players we were talking about before. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Riakoka, another player who was at West Ham, and then got linked to Arsenal, was desperate for a move away, and then just ended up nowhere, like Championship again.
He might stay with them in Championship, but a Premier League club could do a lot worse than take Rob Green to do a job for them.
I was just to interject for 2 seconds, you know how you get those things, the 10 biggest players that might be moving, you know, on the free and all this. I saw this one, it was 50 Premier League players that would be moving for free.
Yeah.
And fucking some of them, like relatively big names, like I think Thomas Rosicky.
Yeah, there's some good players available.
One of them, Wallers.
Yeah, Wallace's contract runs out.
But the way people talk him up, they're like one of the best defenders in the league now, people are saying.
As a result of you.
Yeah.
But remember ages ago, a few weeks into the season, we were joking about how you pick Wallace every week. Mm. And I was saying that in the, there's that, like FPL, there's this app you can get, and it's like fantasy football, but you play it in real time. And every week they post a sort of team of the week.
Yeah.
Statistically, Wallace is in that every week.
Really?
He's amazing. Yeah, statistically, he's really good.
He strikes me as the kind of man that only wears black boots and knows all the ball boys by name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I imagine. And he doesn't like ketchup on roast dinners.
No.
He doesn't like that, Wallace.
I don't know what kind of bloke that is. That's such a specific bloke. He drives a yellow car. Lives at number 16. Things like that. I thought it was just really bizarre. And you made proper eye contact with me while you said that.
I'm always trying to make eye contact.
I know, it's nice. But, I like it.
But yeah, I'll tweet that treble anyway. And what are the other bets? And if Charlie Austin happens to go to Newcastle, then you bloody heard it here first. If not, never happened. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
But we're going to go through some of your tweets now, as we do every week, and picking out the best tweets from you lot in Tweets for My Tweet.
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
He did it.
It. You weren't expecting it.
Wow, I wasn't. And I pointed and he did it. Well done, Ash.
It was good because I wasn't even sure. I still don't know what the words are.
I think it's don't ask me, isn't it?
I don't know.
I keep thinking I'm going to Google it. I'll tweet you a link to the song and we'll listen to it.
We will tweet the song.
We'll tweet the song from the account.
Yeah. But yeah, we had, this is the first tweet conversation we had. It was between Sabs. And our newer listener, McStainy.
Steno.
Yeah. Turns out they know each other and didn't know that they knew each other in South Africa.
Wow.
Get out of town.
That's amazing. I said, that can't be right. And he says, I know a Sabs and I've only just worked out that it's your Sabs. I like that because it made it possessive that he was
well,
ours.
And he is our Sabs.
He says, I actually know Sabs quite well and it's really random because I didn't know he was your Sabs until a week or so back. And then
that's
he said,
they both live in South Africa.
Both in South Africa.
That's mental.
And I was going to make the joke and say, because he was from South Africa, McStainy, and I was going to make the joke and say, oh, do you know Sabs? Like, because it's obviously a huge country.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he went, oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know he played FPL. That's not the weird thing.
No, that is the weird thing. But if he's met Sabs and doesn't know, the guy's a nutcase. He was on, got mentioned on Football Weekly, didn't he?
Yeah.
What that Sabs? You're telling me in real life you spoke to him and didn't know?
I can only presume he didn't follow him on Twitter. He said, I didn't know he played FPL. Saw him a few weeks ago at a wedding. So they're at a wedding together.
Oh, I'd love to be at that wedding.
This is mental. It's got to be true.
That's McStainy, who's Sabs' mate. Proving that the rain in Spain falls mainly on the McStain.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Or is it just Sabs with two accounts?
Oh, shit.
Can they tweet us a picture of
both
them together?
Dicks.
Of both of your dicks touching with a pin number, 3 digits written on one, 3 digits written on the other.
Yeah, we want to see...
And a copy.
Sword fighting.
of like, today's newspaper.
But it has to be a South African one. We are on geographical.
Next time they see each other, tweet us a picture of the two of you together.
With a South African newspaper.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Why in the South Africa? Oh, in case they don't actually live in South Africa.
Yeah. Not...
they do. Why would you lie about that? That's a weird thing.
I don't know. Why would you lie about going to a wedding with a fictional man? I've now decided he's lying. Yeah. Was there even a wedding, McStaney? Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Do you even live at number 16 and drive a yellow car?
We had a tweet from Adam Scott Allen, who said, just listen to the pod from last week. And he says, Ash has made another monumental error. And he linked us to Everton. When you said Everton's qualifying campaign, they got dicked like four times. And he linked us to say it was only 2-1.
No, bollocks was it. He linked us to say it was 4-2. I said they lost. I said, oh, they got stuffed. They lost like 5-0.
So he's full of shit as well.
Yeah, they lost 4-2.
Right, the tweets this week are making us angry. Yeah. Like, frankly. It's lucky it's getting towards the end of the season. Evan Brady, we had a tweet. When did Rooney stop taking the penalty kicks? Can tell he's American. When did they stop taking the PKs?
The penalty shots.
The commentators on MLS call him a PK sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, you watch a lot of...
MLS.
Shit me, yeah. Because I started watching it.
Mm.
And the other week, big game on. Obviously, me and Max were watching the football.
Did he have a shirt off?
Yeah, he did. Becky was well pleased that we were watching at about 11 o'clock at night. We switched over to the MLS. Big game. I think Toronto were playing.
Yeah.
Mm. I can't remember if it's Toronto or the team they were playing, but one of them has got, who's the short guy who used to play for Juventus?
Danny DeVito? Oh.
Not Danny DeVito.
Alessandro Del Piero?
No.
No. Oh God, what's his name? Don't know. They've got a mental player who's still,
it's lucky we're not live.
Edit this bit out. No, yeah. It's fine.
No, what's the, they've got a player. Oh, man. Giovinco. Sebastian Giovinco.
Right.
Plays. For who's like a really good player, was playing for, I'm sure he was playing for
Toronto,
Juventus,
yeah,
and he's now playing up front for Toronto.
Yeah, you get loads of
Piero went over there.
Yeah, but he's not 34 or 60. He's about he's in his 20s.
He's 35.
There's no in between.
No, either you have to be 34 or 60. If you're 35 or 33, not interesting.
But you
know, we don't even come in that bracket.
No, we don't.
But you know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe, but I mean, I can't think of an equivalent of it.
I know what you mean. Yeah, he's still kind of a relatively relevant player
similar to say Chicharito, someone who's on the fringes of the Man United team,
yeah,
who's now on loan, suddenly going, all right, I'm going to go and play for Toronto.
Although I could actually imagine that because he kind of never really did anything.
But I mean, you'd still think he'd get in like another
Premier team. Yeah, but exactly. Guess, yeah, you'd rather play for Southampton in the Premier League than for...
Even the old... Lampard and Gerrard could still play for most Premier League clubs. Yeah. But the appeal of going to America...
Well, it's the money, isn't it?
The money, you don't get bothered.
America.
But is it the money, though? Because they've got a wage cap, haven't they?
They do, but they publish their wages, so you can see them.
Oh, really?
So they still make a lot. But there'll be players in LA Galaxy. Robbie Keane's making a fortune. I don't want to guess the figure. But there's other players in that squad that are making 40 grand a year.
Yeah.
And he's making hundreds of thousands. And
yeah, but still.
Oh, really?
40 grand a year.
No, I know. It's just funny.
I'll
two,
that. But yeah,
two players in the same team is what I mean. If you were at work and Rooney's, the bloke next to you does the same job but better.
Rooney's making double that a week.
Also, is Keane, like, paid disproportionately more than the other guys?
You're allowed marquee players, designated players. So you get you're allowed an American designated player, you're allowed an overseas designated player. I think they're increasing it more and more because I'm guessing Keane's not going around, Gerrard's joining them. To try and, because they're starting to get players who, although they're getting 33, 34 year olds, they're getting pros like you said, you know, I know it's a much lesser scale, but, Giles Barnes, who was the next big thing, he's playing out for Houston out there. Sean Maloney is only 29-30. He's playing for Chicago Fire out there. So there's players out there that are still... Giles Barnes could still be playing in the Championship or the lower end of the Premiership.
They've got team. I was surprised how shit it was, though, to be honest.
The problem is, it's really similar to Scotland in that in one division, like in the Scottish Premiership, there'll be a handful of players who are good enough to play in the Premiership. And they'll go on to play in the Premiership. And there's also a handful of players who are bottom of League 2 / Conference. But because of the size of the country or the size of the football setup, they all have to play in the same league.
Yeah.
So it's mental. There's Champions League quality players and Conference players playing against each other in the same team.
Henrik Larsson.
Well, he was phenomenal, Henrik Larsson. But anyway, Evan Brady. Rooney not taking penalty kick. Yeah, we had a lot of people tweeting about that because obviously Juan Mata took it. Won me 50 bloody notes.
Didn't Rooney miss a few? What did I just imagine that? They're doing quite inconsistent.
He's not He's not on it. But Tom, you're going to have to explain that. You're going to have to explain that. Tom?
Sorry, yeah, no, we're watching football. Yeah, the old didn't just have a shit. Bayern nearly scored.
People listening will now know that moment because
that moment because it literally
it's that moment when I think it was Thomas Müller took a shot, it was saved and nearly tripled and
it,
over the line.
It looked like it crossed the line. I thought it did, but clearly
goal line
didn't.
Technology not.
And Craig's got some money on a draw.
It's, yeah, and even
at the moment it's 2-1 Barca, and that would have been 2-2, so that would have been nice.
And yes, yeah, sorry. Talking.
Sorry, that right. was a really strange noise, wasn't it?
Talking of babies,
I just had one.
Evan Brady's the guy who. Left the
oh yes
the room
Braiders.
Left the labour
yeah.
room to because his wife
Slim,
told him
Slim Brady
to pick his team and he said unfortunately he had turned the birth certificate in before the podcast came out when we suggested the name
oh yeah
and Timmy he says I'm not sure Brady. The reasoning in Timmy going with Brady did no. you have a reason why you chose Timmy
I don't know it just came out it's just one of those things that you just say and it just blurted out
because I think he thought he understood Wallace
little Timmy
but he didn't know why Timmy was on
little Timmy well it's an American name isn't it
is it
I don't know. Little Timmy.
Once, no, twice.
Not. Anything's American. When you say an American accent, any name.
Little Peter. Yeah, anyone. Yeah.
That works.
Once, twice, three times a Brady.
Yeah! Hey!
Here we go.
And there's three of them now.
Here we go.
So that is good. But he didn't call it that. I don't know what he called the baby, but he did tweet us a photo. It's the first
of
time.
Of the baby?
Yeah. It's the first time we ever that? Had been tweeted a photo of
oh,
a baby.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great. So well, hopefully it's not the last.
So so congrats to little Timmy Wallace Brady. Quite yeah. frankly, we're not changing the name. Even
just
if well,
you don't have to change his name to that, but if you could like get him tatted up with Timmy Wallace Brady or something, get the baby tatted up.
And also get him in the league next year.
Yeah, definitely. That'd have a little team. Have a little team for Timmy Wallace Brady.
We had a tweet from That Sabs, the closet FPL fan. He said, stuck with Mahrez for 3 weeks in my 11. I drop him to the bench and he scores a brace. Kind of suicidal now. So, McStaney, if you could pop around to Sab.
Yeah, can you go and check on your mate, please? And if he has murdered himself, that's yeah. not a thing. Murder yourself.
You can't murder yourself.
No. But if he has, take a photo of you and him. Just like that.
Yeah, before, get a newspaper in front of
get
him.
Get a newspaper. And draw up the blood.
Draw some numbers on his dick.
Yeah. Chocolate Shabrador.
Chocolate Shabrador. He worked on that, didn't you? He's worked on that.
We had a tweet from Gabriel James Eran, who's a top 20 player of ours, on the Danny McGeeken situation. So we had to address it eventually. He says, on Danny McGeeken, he titled the tweet, on Danny McGeeken, don't like being bumped by league newcomers, but you should treat him the same as the others. Hashtag fair play.
Oh, well, that's lovely. That's nice of him.
That's a nice community feel we've got.
Yeah.
We did have other people being a bit more aggressive.
Okay.
What, on Twitter?
But I quite like the fact that Danny McGeeken got in touch with us. He got in touch on Twitter. We put the appeal out there. And he basically said, don't care if you think I'm a wanker and just, you know,
yeah,
player haters. He went at them. He went at the haters. And he said he was laughing his way around Tesco's listening this week. I listen most weeks. Kick me if you want, though. Hashtag no biggie. So McGeeks can stay.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
The Geeko. Yeah, get him. Get
McGeeks can stay, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the fact that he's tweeted in, he listens, you know. I noticed that he followed at the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah, exactly. Follow. Twin McGeeks is welcome anytime.
Oh,
that's to stay. A bit convoluted. Is that a no?
Twin McGeeks. No, all right, maybe. Yeah, we'll give you that. We'll give you that.
And Stimmers. There wouldn't be an episode about Stimmers. Stimmers weighed in on the McGeeks.
McGeeken.
He said, absolute
Gate.
Fucking ledge. I'm right behind this guy now. I don't know why, but he likes him.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, McGeeks, if Stimmers...
Well, if you've got the Stimmers seal of approval, then you've got the Gaffer Tapes seal of
exactly.
approval.
Exactly. So, Geeks, you're in, mate.
Geeks, you get your shorts on. You know what I mean?
And McGeeks, take your shorts off. No. Yeah.
Yeah, take your shorts off and... Yeah.
I was waiting for you to finish that sentence.
I gave up halfway to watch the football.
Geordie Wilson, our second place, got in touch because Tom was on Twitter asking, what's your season... highs and lows.
Yeah, I asked what was your specifically fantasy football highs and lows so far.
Yeah, not just like lost my job.
lost my job, but my wife made a wonderful roast the other Sunday.
No ketchup for Wallace though. he said season high, he was ranked 52 in the world after game week 2.
Wow.
The low, selling Costa for his hat trick the following week and dropping 100,000 places.
We did.
He fell into the injury trap. And that's what we talked about.
Do you know what? I was going to tweet him saying that. Go back and listen to one of the sort of first podcasts because we mentioned the fact that Costa, if you remember, he kept going yellow.
Yeah.
People were dropping him. Then he was scoring a hat trick. And
if
then
only Jordy Wilson was hashtag. No, there wasn't on that.
No, I mean, what was the one at the time? Because he kept getting injured.
Oh, it was.
Everyone was. It was like.
Oh yeah, there was. There was one. I remember. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we did say in the pod we saw said ignore it, keep playing him until he doesn't play. Take the hit, wasn't it? No, take the risk.
Yeah.
So if he had listened, if Jordy Wilson had been listening to the pod, he might still be in 52nd in the world.
Yeah, he'd be up there, wouldn't he? He'd be probably winning our league.
Yeah, but he's now 100 points. But now he's only in a measly third.
McGavin. Yeah.
Which is obviously much better than us. But yeah, that tweet was only done yesterday. So yeah, we want to know your season highs and lows before the end of the season. And we'll do ours. We'll tweet ours along with our teams at some point.
Well, my high has just been with you guys every Tuesday.
My high was moving to Scotland.
The low moving back.
The low was moving back to Scotland. No, from Scotland.
From Scotland.
Yeah. But we'll tweet that. So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Just before we go through the fixtures quickly, we should say FA Cup final. Tom's been wanting to plan something for FA Cup final for ages.
So yeah, May 30th, the FA Cup final, Arsenal versus Villa.
Yeah. I thought you were going to cut it like a wrestling promo. May 30th.
May 30th, get your ass down to the Maple Leaf. we're going for a drink at the Maple Leaf Bar. Is it the Maple Leaf Bar?
Maple Leaf Bar, yeah.
Maple Leaf Bar. It's WC23. It's sort of in between Covent Garden and Leicester Square, I think.
It's very central.
It's extraordinarily central. And Maple Leaf. It's like a Canadian-themed bar.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. Have you been there?
I've not been there, but some of my mates been there. So it's a Canadian-themed bar that shows ice hockey. But they have the FA Cup final. The commentary's done by Jim Carrey and Alanis Morissette.
Fantastic. And Michael Bublé sings in the background.
Yeah, and everyone says guy at the end of every sentence.
So... Exactly, yeah. Come down.
We're going to be going down there with a few of us.
We're going to come down there. The game kicks off at 5:30. Ash wants to get down there about midday.
Ash wants to really go in there.
Ash wants to get his money's worth. Come down May 30th. The Maple Leaf Bar, central London-ish, sort of near...
We tweeted the address, haven't we?
We have tweeted it. But come down. We're going to have a few beers. We're going to get all our listeners together.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bloody swamped, lads.
There is a security guard with a rope, so obviously he'll be ticketed. You'll have to write Gaffer Tapes pin number on your dick.
Yeah.
That's the door.
That's a big pin number.
That's a really
some
long
people
pin
might
number,
struggle.
Yeah. Well.
But,
he looked disappointedly at Tom there.
Yeah.
Dion Dublin isn't in the league. He'd have been all right.
Yeah, correct.
If you want to come down, bring a Toblerone so we know you're part of the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
But seriously, come down. I think that'd be fantastic. We've had a lot of people tweeting us, people that listen to the podcast. You might get to meet some... Pimmers. Yeah, you
Sabs.
Might get to meet
Sabs might come from South
Africa. Sabs might come down, him and McStaney split the
Timmy Wallace Brady might come
over. Yeah, I'd love to see him.
He might come over to the
Jack Saunders week. He might be coming down.
Jack Sparrow,
I think we
Jack
could...
Sparrow, yeah, an actual sparrow. Loads of different.
We could probably solve an age old thing. We could have a vote.
Yeah.
Tom and Craig can decide finally who's sexier, Will Coach Trip or Gibbo.
Yeah, do you know what? Me, we do have that. You get Will Coach Trip to come down. I'll get my mate. Well, it's actually Craig's mate. I've only met him about four times. But Andy Gibbons. And I want to stand next to each other and we decide.
This is really awkward because they're my friends.
Yeah,
so
they're your friends.
You're saying
and
this.
Then but I'll just turn up drunk and go, oh, just stand next to each other. I want to see who's sexier. It'd be great.
I didn't know that. Is Bill Sykes coming to the.
Yeah, he will be. Bill Sykes. Bulldog. Bill Sykes, Melanie Sykes, Melanie Griffiths. Peter Griffin, loads of people,
and all of Gryffindor. So they'll all be coming. Yeah. It feels like that's about as good a time to end the podcast.
Absolutely.
But we'll go through the fixtures for this week. Southampton are playing Aston Villa, Burnley at home to Stoke, QPR at home to Newcastle, Spurs Hull, Sunderland Leicester, West Ham Everton, Liverpool Palace, Swansea City, Man U Arsenal. West Brom, Chelsea.
Man U, Arsenal. That's a big
Arsenal,
game, surely.
Is it?
Yeah. And I think the one standard there, obviously, is an Arsenal double game week. That's really important. If you didn't know and you only just started listening to the pod now.
And then, a Sunderland game.
And it's a Sunderland game week. So if you take the risk on that. Other matches, I don't know. Like I said, we kind of talked about our plans. Mine is to drop Hazard, I think. I think I'm going to bring in Sanchez. That'll give me Sanchez, Cazorla and Ospina as my three Arsenal.
Okay.
Giroud hasn't done anything in a while.
I've got three Arsenal. I've got Mertesacker, Sanchez and Giroud. I'm going to take Varney out. And stick in Defoe. And I'm
Varney.
Only making
so
one.
Not instead
I just
of
called him Varney, didn't I? Reg Varney from on the buses. I'm gonna. Yeah, I think I'll take Vardy out and stick yeah, stick Defoe in. Because I think, like you pointed out, it's too late in the day to start taking point hits, I think.
I'm too scared to take
that. I don't think it's worth it.
In the league, after Saturday night, when I was above Ash on Saturday night, before the points got on, and the three people in the league above me in the league all had the same points as me. There were four of us on the same points. If you drop 4 points, you could drop 6 places.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So that's why. I just want to get in that first place.
I want one more striker option. I want that isn't Vardy, that isn't Kane, that isn't Defoe. If there's one striker option out there that is playing for a 6 million price tag, then I want that, and that's what I'm going to be thinking about for a week. I don't really know who to go for.
Yeah. Well, tweet it before 11:30.
I'll tweet a striker's name before 11:30.
Yeah, I might not have picked him. He might not be a real striker. He might be the striker from the Hurricanes.
I'm looking now, and I don't know. No. I mean, because Glenn Murray, they're playing Liverpool away from home.
Like
Andy Murray won't do thing much. To be honest, Charlie Austin again for a week against Newcastle at home might not be a bad shot. But Tom will tweet his team before 11:30.
I'll tweet my team tomorrow, mate. I've got extra giant balls.
And
I'll do too much balls, if anything.
I'll do my best.
And
Ash will hopefully.
And neither of you will, and I'll get angry again and then tweet at like 12 o'clock and go, "You haven't done it again, cheers, lad." And then you don't message me back all day, and then I feel bad. I go, "What did?"
When we don't tweet our teams, and I say, "Do you want me to do it?" Tom tweets and says, "I don't want you to do it. I want you to want to do it, Craig." That's what normally happens.
Yeah.
Right. I think on that note, I don't know, have we got anything else to talk about for Game Week 37?
WrestleMania 25. It was
That's us. But, do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. You can tweet us individually as well. We're quite, we're chatty on Twitter. Tom, you can follow Tom on Twitter.
Yeah, @the_Tom_Holmes.
Ash.
@Gremzilla. No hyperbole.
No, obviously. At Craig Hazel for me, Ben. If you aren't following the Gaffer Tapes, well, you do follow the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah, at the Gaffer Tapes.
So you can tweet us. And email us info@thegaffertapes.com if you don't do Twitter or you want to get in touch or any details about the FA Cup final meetup. Then just ask us and we'll let you know all the details.
May the 30th.
Yeah. But other than that, good luck for Game Week 37. Only 2 weeks left. Only 3 episodes left now of the Gaffer Tapes of the season. Isn't
it? Wow, this is incredible. And that was Goal of
the I completely forgot. Oh no, that was awful. But as Tom said, what more can you say? And that's all we got time for the Gaffer Tapes this week. But thank you and goodbye. Bought NBA Jam from Xbox 360 the other day.
Oh, we've all bought NBA Jam, mate.
£3. Thought I can't not have that. Did you play NBA Jam?
I haven't played a computer game since GoldenEye N64.
Mate. Is that like a protest thing?
No, I just don't. I'm not into them. Don't get a thing. Don't do it. This talking's going to be really difficult today.